Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and creator of the Celestial Timings, with a look at the overview for January 2015, starting out with a big Happy New Year, and an amazing year this will be. I'm also creating a audio to just kind of do a little overview of what 2015 is about. And truly, we live in remarkable times. The aspects that are taking place, the ways that we can tune into, how we can be conscious participants with this time of tremendous change, it just never fails to amaze me to be part of this, and to be really invoking the intention of this time, of these remarkable times. And this year is the last exact Uranus-Pluto square that will be happening in March. One of the things you can do, if you're not really familiar with the Uranus-Pluto square and what's been going on with that, is you can watch the YouTube called The Grand Cross Grand Shift. That really explains the Grand Cross that happened last year, which is being featured a lot this year, especially in the month of January 2015, as well as the Uranus-Pluto square, the dates for when that has been. We're really in a remarkable time, and it's as if the planets themselves are working together to conspire with planet Earth to support her in her ascension. And there's probably other factors that we're not even aware of, other celestial factors that may not even be in our awareness in terms of what we know of our universe and so on, that are also helping. I feel strongly that people on the planet at this time, anybody listening to this recording, we are the people that have come to Earth at this time to help assist with the ascension of our planet Earth, as well as ourselves. And ascension not meaning, you know, to not be in physical reality, but to ascend into the highest expansion of consciousness within physical reality, and maybe to refine our physical reality, but to really make it sustainable and doable here in this reality. And so with that in mind, I just want to honor the elements, the element of Earth that gives us our physical being, the Earth herself, the element of air, that is, without it, we wouldn't live for more than a few seconds. And it also helps us connect to the mental realms, the element of water that nourishes and sustains us, as well as connects us to the feeling realms, and the element of fire that has to do with action and movement and inspiration and energy. And without energy, we do not have life. So all of these elements are so important. And one of the challenges we can see on the planet at this time is that fire is has been misused. Well, actually, all the elements haven't been really honored and respected. So I just feel like it's great to begin this year, this month, with awareness of the elements and honoring them, and tuning into how they, you know, what's your relationship to these elements, and how can you really honor and respect them within your own life and your own experience. So with that, I also just want to say that this month, there's a strong theme of, like I like to say, Aquarian theme. We have Mercury moving into Aquarius, Venus moving into Aquarius, the Sun and the Moon will move into Aquarius on January 20th, the same day for the first Aquarius new moon that we're going to have. The second one will be in February. And it's happening with, you know, within our, just very short time after the Sun moves into Aquarius, amplifying and animating the Aquarian themes. We've got Uranus with the South Node happening this month, as well as the series of moon occultations happening over Uranus. There will be 13 in 2015. There were 5 last year. There's a series of 18 that we're in the midst of. And Uranus is Aquarian energy. It's the, you know, most like Aquarius. So the occultations of the moon over Uranus this whole entire year will help to support and accelerate the intention of expanding our consciousness and awareness, of taking us into new ways of perceiving our reality, and how we perceive our reality is reflected in what we experience. So when we can expand that perception, another sort of Aquarian theme is whatever the assemblage point is, so whatever the core belief, whatever that core piece is. And if, you know, in the old ways of making arches, stone arches, there would be one stone that was the keystone. And if you pulled that stone, the whole arch would collapse. So if we can find that core belief, that core essence that has held this reality together, and we begin to pull that out, then this reality will collapse, and we can build and create and dream into a new reality that is sustainable, that is nurturing, that is helping people to live fulfilled and joyful lives. And that is the vision that I'm holding for this year, as well as this month of 2015, that we can shift our assemblage point or our keystone point to the degree that we have the ability to experience things in new and novel ways, to have expanded experiences of consciousness like never before, and to do it in ways that are really supportive, nurturing, healing to the earth, to ourselves, to all life everywhere, and really honors and respects all life everywhere. So that's all going on. We're going to have Saturn passing by Dashuba, this fixed star in the eye of the scorpion. We have which is something that only happens every 30 years. I went into greater detail about that in the weekly audios. We have Pluto catching up to Vega. Also, Sun will be there on January 5th, but Pluto catches up there on March 1st, and this is something that will last until 2019, and that's because Pluto moves so slowly. Vega is one of the magical stars of the ancient alchemists, and so that's pretty profound, and we've got a big activation with that for most of, from this year, from this month until December of 2019. We also have a full moon. I actually jumped ahead to the new moon because I was talking about Aquarius, but we have the Magi full moon on January 4th, and it's the first full moon of the year, close to the day of Epiphany. January 6th is usually celebrated that day, but it's the full moon closest to that that's really powerfully activating that imagery. The wisdom of the wise ones. And we have the second Venus moon gate that's taking place on January 21st, a very powerful time, also when Mercury is stationing retrograde, right after that Aquarius new moon. And the moon is going to pass by the Pleiades twice, by Aldebaran twice, at the beginning of the month, at the end of the month, and we'll begin a series of 48 occultations over Aldebaran due to the inner lunar standstill of the moon. And this is something I'm going to go into greater detail. I've gone into greater detail in the weekly audios. We'll go into greater detail over this year, because this is so important. This is also along all the themes that I have just invoked and created, and that we can tune into, that we can maybe be a part of if it feels something that we're aligned with. So it's very exciting that we have that happening at the end of the month, the first one on January 29th. And so this month is, is sort of setting the tone for the whole year in a way. And I think there'll be a lot of innovation, a lot of new expanded ways of seeing things and perceiving our reality, and perhaps with the need for a lot of things to fall away that haven't been supportive, that haven't been really moving us into new territory. So being willing to release and let go of the old forms is going to be super helpful at this particular time. The more we're hanging on, the more challenging it will be. The more we're able to let go, have an open hand, and trust that the flow of this evolutionary process that is picking up speed and moving faster and faster as we progress through this time of the turning of the ages, the more that we can be in that process, the more we can trust that it's taking us where we want to be, even though we don't necessarily see where that is. And it can be, and it can feel a little scary, and it requires that we have faith, and it requires that we trust that the evolutionary process is for the highest and best of all, and it's benefiting all life and planet Earth, and that we get to be a part of it, and we get to be here, and that is a tremendous gift. So one of the things we can always give gratitude for is that we're here, we're alive, we're witness to this great turning of the ages and the ascension of the earth, and that we get to bring our light and our love to this process. Aho.